Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our further meeting on this Wednesday, March 13th, 2013. We have Yao Viaton, Michel Chenon, Fatima Tassi-Etila, Tijani Benzema, and Aziz Ilali on the French channel. Aja Ouattara and Baudouin Chombev are going to join us later. On the English channel, we have Adeto Kundaviola, Titi Akinsanmi, and Mistura Aruna. We have received apologies from Olivier Crétin Leblanc and Jean-Vien Goulay. From the members of staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and Natalie Ferguson speaking, and our interpreters will be Camilla and Claire. May I remind you to please state your names before you speak so that the interpreters can identify you on the English channel and for transcript purposes. Please speak slowly for the interpreters to interpret you accurately. Thank you, and Fatimata, over to you. Thank you, Natalie. This is Fatimata speaking. The next item on the agenda is the open policy issue. Today is an atypical day. All this has been posted on our wiki page, and you're welcome to read it. But there's a very important issue that we're going to come back on with Tijani later. That's our fiscal year 2014 budget. And we have the date. We have a deadline to thanks, rather. And Tijani will address us on this item. So this is, to me, the main item of the day, and I would like to support it. Unless Tijani, Yovi, and all the rest of you wants to have a look at open policy issues or want to skip directly to this item, please let me know. Yo, he's speaking. No, Fatima, there's no point in discussing this. Okay, is everyone? Does everyone agree with Tijani? Yovi, what do you think? Yes, agreed. Thank you. We can go on. Okay. So we're going to skip directly to item number 3, that's report. Number 1, on recent and upcoming activities of ALEC. Titi is not with us, so we have Yaobi and Tijani who will be filling us in on this report. Tijani, you raise your hand. So go on. Okay, thank you, says Tijani. Although I was absent for our last ALEC meeting for personal reasons, my mother had some health issues. And on top of that, I was away. So I missed most teleconferences and I wasn't able to follow on the activities. But I'd like to tell you that ALEC's main activity was the ending, the termination of these rules of procedure that we've been discussing. Then they discussed the domain .health, which ALEC is voting as we speak. And then there was a capacity building session organized by the working group that works on capacity building. And they tried to gather information. That's why you must have received a request for you to check, double-check that the information is included there. It do exist. As regards capacity building, there's also another item, that is that ICANN has hired a consultant, very knowledgeable in remote education. So we're going to have a teleconference with him in the future. And as regards our Beijing meeting, we have organized our meetings on the working day as regards capacity building and the ICANN Academy working group also. That's what I had to say as regards capacity building. And then ALEC has also worked on the preparation of ICANN's meeting. several time frames and slots we will have there. And the last item I'd like to talk about is the fact that ICANN and ALAC is trying to work on a net large summit in London in 2014. I would have liked to have included this item on the agenda, but since it is not, I will extend myself on this point. As you know, in 2009, there was a meeting in Mexico. It was a success. It is included in the agenda, Tizani says Fatimata. We have specifically included at large summit, says Fatimata. Okay, then I won't go on, says Tizani. Fatimata says, no, unless you want to mention this now and then we'll skip it later. Okay, since we're on it, then let us go till the end. So, Suzanne, may I remind you that in 2009, there was an at-large summit in Mexico, which was a success, as I was saying. And ever since, we've been asking for a summit not to be a one-time summit or at-large. So we have proposed a roadmap for future meetings. And then in the end, for our fiscal year 2014 budget, in an off-procedure way, we requested that a second at-large summit be organized in 2014 in London. We've almost had a reply. I don't want to say that it's been approved yet, but if it is approved, it will be carried out in London in June 2014. And with the whole at-large community to volunteer if they want to be a part of a working group that will be preparing this summit. And that's all I have to report on ALAC and at-large activities, with the exception, of course, and the clarification that I haven't been exactly following them. I don't know if Yaobi has something to add. Aziz, raise his hand, says Fatimata, so we're going to give Aziz the floor, and then you will have the floor, Yaobi. Thank you, Aziz. Tizani says he hadn't followed, and yet he could do a report at ANAC level. So I would like to thank him on his report. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, Yaobi. Aziz, you have the floor, says Fatimata. Thank you. This is Aziz speaking. It was Yaobi before. I'd like to make a comment on information. I think it was Salah who organized this. She gathered information on the form that we're asked for as ALFs. That information on the form is very old, so I suggest that we updated with the principles we have elaborated, and that information is much more interesting and much more recent for African ALS. Okay, there's an answering machine interrupting the call. Okay, go on, Fatima. Just Joe be speaking. No, I want to hear from Fatima, that's all. I think it's her line that dropped. We're going to call her back then. Susani, can you hear me? Yes, I hear you, Susani. It's Fatima that's dropped. Well, so if you allow me, Susani, I'd like to tell you that the way this is organized allows me to get the information necessary to do this. What I'm being asked for is to establish contact to get the information regarding the information and all contact information. So the idea is to update the dashboard information. And we can make, of course, amendments to this form. Great, this is Aziz speaking. In that case, we should contact ALSS because we've taken the information as it was submitted on day one. And I think not all ALSs are still the same. That's right, as it says, Susani. I told Sala at the very beginning that those informations had changed, and that's why she asked everyone to update that information. Fatimata, are you back? Yes, I'm back, says Fatimata. Okay, go on then. Fatimata speaking. I hear you, but I couldn't speak. Yes, we couldn't hear you, says Susani. But you can hear me now, right, says Fatimata? Yes, yes, absolutely, says Aziz. Perfectly so, says Susani. Okay, so this is Fatimata. I was typing what I wanted to say. It's that all ALSs must log in to see whether their information is correct. But we cannot ask for Sala to work for us. That's what everyone did. I tried to suit everyone and to help and gather the information as regards language policies. But it's up to you to check whether it's right or not. So we have to log in and do it ourselves. That's what I wanted to clarify. Can you hear me? Yes, perfectly so, actually. That's what I wanted to say. I hope I understood correctly what Susani said. I see Ovi is raising his hand, so he can have the floor. No, says Ovi. In fact, I just wanted to say that in the case of our ALS, it's not changed. No, says Fatima. He's excusing himself for not having done it, but he's going to do it now. His audio is not good at all, but that's what he said. I've already amended our statute to choose languages and add them now that I have my eyeglasses on. This is Fatima speaking for the record. If you agree, then we can move on to the next item, which is to B, that's recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members. We had agreed on the fact that it is no longer necessary to do this over the phone at our teleconferences and that each of you should update his upcoming or recent activities as AFRALO member on our wiki. This wiki was updated recently, and everyone should be able to add their activities on the wiki. Aziz says, I have added some information on the event we organized in Marrakesh. I got the information necessary, and of course, I uploaded it. Is there anyone else? Is Fatimata? Have you had trouble filling in the wiki? What's the matter? Because usually everyone should be able to do it with no problem, but we didn't get enough contributions. I understand from these that there hasn't been much activity recently, and we'll move on to item number 4 for now. That's items for information, and that is our main item for today, as I said at the beginning of the call. The first item is the multi-stakeholder internet governance event, which was organized at Addis Ababa by ICANN and its African partners. I wouldn't want to extend myself on this item, but I would like to give the floor to all those of you who participated at the event if you want to speak. So please do tell us about internet governance. And as you know, of course, we worked on an African strategy for ICANN. We must say African for Africa, in fact. That's for internet governance. And this was organized in Addis Ababa with a workshop belonging to the main event and the frame of the main event, so that we could then work on the strategy. I would like to give the floor to anyone who was there, who participated, who wants to speak about this matter. Otherwise, if you don't want to speak about this, Sylvia has already added the link on our agenda. Aziz, I see you raise your hand. Yes, thank you, Fatimata. This is Aziz speaking. I just wanted to say and to repeat an important announcement that our CEO did. For those who were not there, he said that there will be a much greater African representation. There will be a member of staff assigned to Africa. And if Africa as a continent and a region were divided into 6 regions, Fadi Shehade said many things, and in his statement was greatly encouraging for Africa. And that shows a great increase in the activities that I can think of for Africa. And what we saw, because Tizani and I insisted on this, and I'm sure Tizani will agree with me on this, is that Africa is at an advantage as regards Asia, not because of internet penetration rates, but because of strategies. We already have a clear strategy, and we're just trying to implement it as soon as possible. That's very encouraging. What's also important, and which will be taking place at the ICANN level, I'm not sure how Fadi phrased this, but it's a representation of ICANN annexes at the level of Istanbul and Singapore. So we'll each work according to our time frames and our different time zones, so that we'll have 2 sort of headquarters of ICANN in these 2 regions, for Africa and for Europe. For Asia and for Europe, I'm sorry. That's just what I wanted to transmit to you, what's going on at the ICANN level. Thank you, Aziz. This is Fatimata. I would now like to give the floor to Victor and to Zani for them to complete this information. So, Victor? Yes, Fatima. Thank you, says Victor. Good evening, everyone. I think Aziz has already mentioned the main points, what was essential. And I just wanted to mention what he said as regards our Durban meeting in South Africa. And I think Aziz's comment was based on the and in Durban, there will be a sort of prelude to the ICANN meeting. And the DNS Business Bureau were thinking of establishing an alliance between different companies who want to develop their own activities and so want to organize workshops.
I think this is the important part, and it was announced that for the next meeting in Durban, there will be a draft with documents for the registrars, for the African registrars. With the business model in Africa regarding the important part to implement. Thank you, Victor. This is Fatimata. Kishani, you raise your hand. Do you want to complete what was said? Yes. I wanted to tell you that we received some messages. The first one was that we have to begin to act. The second is that the president is Africa, is from Africa. The CEO is from Africa. And the African people want to work more with Africa. There is also a message which was sent we are going to be 25 in 2 years, and I think it's good, but when because what we are going to implement is going to help the registrar to encourage people to get an agreement for this domain name. Because one of the problems of the registrar is that the cost is too high. So this is the messages we received. This is the message from our CEO too, and the four members of the ICANN administration want to show the importance they are giving to Africa. So we have four presentations of ICANN and our CEO. And our friend, what's his name? I don't remember his name. Well, ICANN is showing that we have to join with ICANN to play an important role. Thank you, Tijanis. This is Fatima Tayaovi. You want to the floor? Yes, Tayaovi speaking. During this meeting, some people also said that the information are not only available for the technical part, for the technical people, but we also need to give some capacity building to the population. And AFRALO had to present through Fatimata the activities that we are organizing for capacity building in AFRALO. And we have some agreement with some participants. Thank you, Yaobi. Fatimata speaking. I want to add some more data. You already gave this essential part, but I'm going to add that the message that we received from the ICANN CEO is for the young people, for the youth, because we need more youth, more young people to participate to the governance of Internet. And we want to give some capacity building to the young people before Durban. And it's very important to know that young people are going to receive a capacity building. This is a good idea. And everybody is very satisfied, because young people are going to be implied in those activities. And so we are going to work with them. We need them. We need them and their help. Second point is the DNS award program we are going to implement in Durban to promote the domain name in Africa, CCTLD and other names. So there will be an award, and the committee is organized to work on the criteria. And I am a member of this committee. So we are going to inform you of our work. But the important part is we really liked ICANN commitment and ICANN CEO commitment. And we are working with African people, with all the partners that were ready. And you remember, we were urging, we were asking for some work, and now we can see that we are implementing the strategy we wanted to work on. So the CEO asked to implement all those strategies. He told us that he was going to give us the means, and we can see that they are already in place. So we are really satisfied. Did I forget something? No, it's okay. Okay. We are going to the next item. Trusting group on ALAC ROP. Yaobi speaking. Thank you very much. What I want to say about that working group is that the work, the basic work, is almost finished. As I told you, this group has 4 subgroups. Working on the last detail, we have a draft that we are going to post in the next days, so all the community can give us its opinion. So, ALEC wants to post this new version before the next meeting in Beijing, and the final version will be available in the next day for comments. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yaovi. This is Fatimata speaking. Do you have some question for Yaovi? I have one, say Fatimata. Yaovi, please, can you speak about the big changes that were introduced into the rule of procedure? Yes, the changes were about when we compare with the last version, the changes I'm sorry, but we can't hear you, Yaovi. I can't send you one summary to give you the important item and the differences between the new rule of procedure and the one we had before. We are waiting for the ALEC rule of procedure. The rule of procedure of ALEC, for example, there were some changes for the nomination. We had a way to nominate some people, and this was changed in the new document. For example, we were speaking about the executive committee, and in the new version, we speak about leadership committee. Then, Yaovi, we can't hear you. We were asking you if you could send us the summary on the list, on the wiki list. Okay. I'm going to send you some lines and post it on the list so you have an idea of these, of those changes. Okay. Thank you. Fatimata speaking. If there are no questions, we are going to move to the next item, at large new GTLD review group on ALEC applications objections. Aziz and myself, we are the members of this group. Aziz, you have the floor. Fatimata, I would prefer you to speak about that. Aziz is asking Fatimata to speak about it. You prefer that I speak about that? Okay. I'm going to speak about that, say Fatimata. So, I sent you a document on new GTLD. You know that the work of our group was to analyze the comments on application for new GTLD and to propose some objections on some of those applications. We have received some applications for new GTLD, so we began with the main issues, then there was .Amazon, .New York, and other applications. For the first two, it was Latin America, and the comments and objections came, and we said that we wanted AfraLaw to say something about that, and then we decided not to do any objections on those two items. On the dot New York City, we abandoned because the person retracted herself. So the person who made the comment herself. Then we had another group of comments on dot F. There were four applications for .f and another application that was an application, an IDN application, which wanted to work with .f. We had a lot of meeting on that issue, and we had to analyze the criteria on which base our objections for that application. And each one of us noted his objections and the results that we decided to prepare a draft of objections to present to AILAC on this domain name .f. And then we realized that we had to ask for an IDN in Chinese if that means .f or if that means .something else f. And because the character chain means f, we decided that it was different. Once we had prepared the draft, we had to ask everyone, every member of every RALO of the group, if he agreed to prepare an objection against .s, and for each application we had to say I agree with that application or I don't agree, and I sent it to the list. I posted to the list. Nobody reacted. Then the African meeting took place in Addis Ababa, and I took that opportunity to ask the ALS that were there and to ask them if they agreed or not. The majority was agreeing and had no objections on the .elf regarding these four applicants. Then Tijani spoke about AILAC. They are working on that issue. So this is what I had to say. We are analyzing the work of this group, and we have received a lot of support for .elf, saying that it was necessary to object to .elf, but in the working group on new GTLDs, with the review group, some people didn't agree and said that we hadn't to accept that. Teacher, do you want to add something? Yes, Fatimata, this is Teacher Lin speaking. First, the review group is part of the working group on new GTLD. So this is a subgroup or a sub-working group. Second issue, in ALAC we have to vote on the four objections of .L. But I think there won't be any objections on that .L. Okay, thank you very much, Teacher Annie. So it is voted. Finally, you have voted. Yes. You are voting. The vote is ending today. Are there any questions, Yaovi? No, thank you, it's okay. Okay. So we move to the next activity of our agenda. This is the Capacity Building Working Group. Teacher, you have the floor. Yes. Okay. Teacher is speaking. Yes. On the Capacity Building Working Group, as we said before, this working group is working very well and collecting information. So this is for this reason that we wanted to update the information regarding ALAC, and we have a plan to analyze this information after collecting them . Somebody speaking? Okay. And I think that for this working group, I don't have much to add on what I already said. In the next month, we are going to implement the actions decided by this working group. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. Fatimata is speaking. Okay, we move to the next item, the item 5, item for discussion. Baudouin has a question. Fatimata, please. Hello, Baudouin. Yes, I want to ask a question. Okay. Hi, Baudouin, what is your question? You have the floor. I didn't understand what is the Capacity Building Working Group working on. Which capacity building are we speaking about? There is a working group for capacity building. This working group has been working for a long time, and now they are... We were speaking about the ALS who had to identify their language work and the data we have on them and tell them if those data are correct. This working group has been working for a long time. Tijani, you have the floor. We began working some months ago with we first collect information regarding ALS of at large. And this information are going to be used to determine the population, because our target population is the at large members. So we want to know better this population, and so as to know what are the needs for each category of people. And what are the decisions we need to take for the tools or the methods we need to use to better understand this population. So the collect of information is almost finished. We are at the end of this process, and now we are going to wait for everybody to update their information and send them to us. Then we are going to analyze this information, and we are going to propose a program of a capacity building program for at large. Thank you, Tijani. Can you speak now about the virtual capacity building for the African ALS? Sylvia, do you want to take the floor?
Yes, Fatimata, if I may just quickly, regarding the, actually at point five, I wanted to ask about the progress on collecting information for the virtual capacity building activities that we are planning for Africa. I know that AFRALO wanted to collect information from ALSs based on the activities made done before, so I just posted the link to the capacity building wiki, and that's my question. How is that going? Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Yes, we were just about to speak about that and to speak about this activity. So, Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani? Okay, yes. Okay, I'm going to speak about that virtual capacity building. We had already said to the staff that we wanted to go on without asking the AFRALO members for their opinion. But we only received 7 contributions. Those contributions gave us the subject that they need to deepen on the ICANN composition, infrastructure, etc., and the role of ICANN in the internet infrastructure, the ICANN policies with one policy case, well-deepened, well-detailed. Then there were some questions about some policies like new GTLDs and domain names like IDN. And in the new GTLDs, someone asked us to work on, to explain the marking house. Then people ask to speak about the public participation into ICANN decisions and to speak about the internet structures. And the last issue was the capacity building program. If we want to do a capacity building on capacity building, it's a little bit difficult. So, but if we agree on those items, Fatimata is going to send a letter to the staff, and we are going to implement this program with the people responsible to do the capacity building. We need to work a little bit quicker. We are losing time. I'm finished, Fatimata. You have the floor.
Fatimata, are you there? Fatimata, this is Tijani speaking. Apparently we've lost Fatimata. Yes, this is Natalia. Diego is calling her back.
Okay, thank you, this is Tijani.
Okay, while we wait for Adigo to call Fatimata back, I'd like to know whether anyone has any questions regarding this information. Because we won't wait anymore, so I just need to be sure that everyone's clear on what I've said. As he's speaking, Tizani, I just wanted to propose that we add the results of this poll on the list so that we could make other ALSs react if there's something they'd like to add. Certainly, says Tizani, I'll do it tomorrow morning. But we're still going to begin work. The fiscal year is almost over and we have an agreement to complete all these informations before the end of the fiscal year. Okay, this is Aziz speaking. All I'm asking of you is that we publish it for ALSs to be able to make their comments, not wait until the end of the fiscal year. Thank you, Aziz. This is Jenny. I'll do it tomorrow morning. That's very well. Okay, Fatimata says we should go on. I'm back, says Fatimata. Great. Adigo tried to call me. I didn't understand you, Fatimata, said Tizani. Fatimata? We've lost her. No, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you, Fatimata. Adigo tried to call me twice, so I couldn't decide which phone to pick up. As I was saying, I am Fatimata, of course. And I tried to explain that this is an issue that dates back to Toronto. I think, yes, that's right. Since Toronto, says Tizani. Okay, says Fatimata. We've been asking ALSs to react since Toronto. We've done this a dozen times. We can no longer do it. Because we've got work to do, and ICANN's waiting for us, and they have been waiting for a long time. What they haven't done so far should be left aside. Like, we can't people react. It's always the same people who react, and it's always the same people who don't react. This is not serious. We cannot say one thing, and then when it comes to doing something about the thing, we have to spend another month trying to see who will take care of that. Excuse me, can I say something, says Aziz? Yes, go on. No, this is Baudouin. I'm trying to speak. Who is he speaking? This is Baudouin, Fatimata. Yes, go on, Baudouin. Precisely, I wanted to see that I saw the message. But I didn't have internet connection. Baudouin, can you please tell us what your preferences will be and your choice? I'll do it tomorrow, says Baudouin. Honestly, says Fatimata, I propose today to be the last deadline. If someone has anything they want to say, they should do it today. And Tizani, tomorrow you can spend this. It'll be all locked on a wiki. Fatimata, says Tizani, I wanted to tell Baudouin that he's already sent his contribution and that it has been taken into account. Unfortunately, I cannot hear you properly, says Fatimata. But just I'll hear you through the Adobe Connect. I think that'll be easier. Fatimata, whether he's heard his contribution. Can you hear me then? Baudouin has already sent his contribution. Yes, go on, Fatimata. My audio is very bad. So I'm going to drop the phone line. I'm going to listen to you through the Adobe Connect. So you won't be participating anymore, Sister Sunny. Hello? Okay, then. Let's go on. Right, so if we should go on. We've gone through all these items, and now we have to mention the additional requests. This is Vihani speaking, for the record. The finance department has a commission or a committee to decide on this sort of matter. I'm sorry, the Chinese audio is too faint, we cannot interpret. Hi, Tizani. Sorry to interrupt you. This is Natalie speaking. But your interpreters cannot hear you. Okay, then, so Tizani, tell Adigo to call me on another line. I'll give you other numbers, alternative numbers. Now we hear you perfectly well, Tizani. So please, go on. Can you hear me? Can I go on?
¿Aló? Sí. ¿Qué tal, Jorge? ¿Cómo estás?
Do you think Aziz can go on with the call? Hello? This is Natalie speaking. We're trying to get Tizani's call back. Cannot hear anything anymore, says Aziz. Okay, so we'll just keep silent when waiting for our speakers to come back. That was not me speaking, for the record. Fatimata, are you back with us?
Están disgustados, pobre.
No, es con razón. No se escucha nada, Tizani. Es uno que le escucha la música encima. Y Natalie dice, we heard English translation of French. Y yo, sí, es un lío. A veces se conecta a mi colgador, me conecta a un canal, por teléfono a otro. Sí, le aparece en el dedo. No escuchamos nada en inglés. No, no estamos interpretando. No se entiende lo que dice. Ok, hay ruido de Adobe Connect. Debe ser Fatimata.
This is Michelle. Can you hear me? Michelle, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you, Michelle.
We hear you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle, yes.
This is us speaking. We're waiting for everyone to come back, right? Yeah, this is Yaobi, sorry. Yes, yes, they've asked us to wait.
Hi, Susani. Can you hear us? It's Natalie. Yes, I hear you, says Susani. Okay, perfect. And you're back, Susani. This is Susani speaking now. Okay, apparently you can hear me properly. I'm not sure if everyone can hear me properly. Can we go on? Good. Okay, so Sylvia, I cannot hear you. Please continue. All right.
Yes.
I'll go on.
Yes, please.
So I'll go back to the request, the additional request. As we said, there's additional budget requests that we put in. There's been a change this year because in past years we'd always said that the budget was approved for actions in between July and October to be organized. And that's the reason why this year we had two tracks. One, the fast track, and then the regular track. For July to September and October, we're going to follow the fast track. And for the fast track, and the deadline for that fast track is March 22nd. That's very soon. So if you have an activity that if you want to implement during the period from July to October, please make your request by March 22nd. These requests should be sent to AFALO, and AFALO we'll forward them to ALAC, and then finally it's the Finance and Budget Subcommittee that will send this request from ALAC to the Finance Committee. So please put in your requests as soon as possible, send them to AFALO. For those activities that have been implemented after October, that will be organized after October 2013, you're going to follow the regular track. And so for that regular track, our deadline would be April 19th. So if you organize your events before the end of October, or if you organize them after the end of October, your deadline will change
either from March 22nd or to April 19th. Is it clear? Does anyone have any questions they want to ask? Hi, Tizani. Yes, Michelle. Your sound was very choppy and I couldn't follow, really. Can you please? What I want to know is what the deadline is. Yes, I was saying, says Michelle, that I wanted you to repeat what the deadline was because I couldn't hear you. It was too choppy. I'm sorry, says Susanna, but I cannot understand you. I'll repeat what I said. For those activities organized to be held before the end of October, you have to put in your request before March 22nd. For activities to be organized after the end of October, you have until April 19th to place your demand and your request. Is that clear? Is that clear? Yes, yes, it's very clear. Thank you, says Michelle. Okay, do we have any other questions? If there are no other questions, we will go directly to the next item on the agenda. Hello?
Yes, we can hear.
So if we move on to the next item on the agenda, that would be... I'm not sure whether I skipped items or not, because I do not have the same agenda as you have online. Well, we're going to move on to the next item, which is the Afro-African joint meeting in Beijing. I wanted to say that the remaining items are Afro-African joint meeting in Beijing and activities to be programmed for July in Durban, and then the virtual capacity building. No, we've already done the virtual capacity building, so Tizani. Susie speaking, then we only have to go through the Durban meeting. Good, so, says Susani, we'll move on to our Beijing meeting. We have scheduled, as usual, a joint meeting with African. And this year, or for this meeting, rather. We will go on the African Internet Development Fund, which is an issue we've already addressed the last time we met. As you see, we have undertaken an assignment which will need working groups, and we've already got names for this action group. If you want to participate as a group, please do send us your email address or write to those in charge of this drafting group. The statement project must be ready by the end of next week or on March 22nd. So. So that we can have an accessible document before the Beijing meeting. And they have proposed us to do this at a joint meeting between Afro and African. Because you're in charge of this group, I'd like you to talk now. Go on. Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Okay, so I have sent a mail on the African list, and we received, six, seven volunteers who wanted to join the draft committee. It's Yves Mejian, Yao Vi, Pascal Vicolo, Haisha, Ogo, Jafala, Ikayod, and Youssef. So I'm going to prepare a draft and to send it to this committee, and we are going to agree on the final draft. We are going to work on that on the next during the next meeting, that is to say, in Beijing. So I'm going to try to draft it before the next 10 days so we can agree on the draft committee, and we will send it to you to finalize it. There is a work that has already been done, and we are going to take it back and to update it. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Very well. So I think a working group with 6 or 7 persons is too much. It's difficult to work with so many people. So maybe, yes, you have to update the work you already made, and then we are going to try to finalize it before the Beijing meeting so we can present something well done during the meeting. Tijani, yes, okay. I wanted to ask Aziz if about the work of that working group. Can we share, can they send us this work before the Beijing meeting? Yes, we already said that. We are going to send it to you before the Beijing meeting. Okay. Michel, Tijani speaking. Michel, the draft that is going to be prepared will be posted on the list before the Beijing meeting, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Tijani. Thank you, Aziz. I wanted to add, Aziz speaking, I wanted to add, Michelle, that normally when we meet at the Afro-African level, we have an agreement on the list, on the statement that will be read during the meeting. Sometimes we can add some things or we can change some things during the African meeting. Okay, I thought some changes have been made. Okay, if there are no other comments, yes, Aziz is speaking. I have to leave in 5 minutes. If we can finish our meeting in 5 minutes, it will be okay for me. Okay. We have the last item is the activities to be programmed for July in Durban, and we have some time to prepare it, but we need to think about it, and we need to have some imagination. We don't want to do the same we already done in Dakar, so we want something else. We want to change, as we made in Dakar from the Nairobi event. We need a good event, well done, as it was in Nairobi and as it was in Dakar. So I hope Durban will be better. So please, we need your imagination. Tijani, I wanted to propose to create a small committee to work on that activities. Maybe it is simple to work on that issue through a committee. Yes, I agree with you. But first, we are going to create that committee. It's okay, but before, we need to innovate, you know. So everybody needs to work on that meeting, try to have new ideas. So our showcase is different in a good way, of course. We need to implement new activities, other activities that will be positive for our railroad, to give more visibility to our railroads. So please think about it and send us your idea, so we will be well prepared for Durban. Tijani, please. Michelle speaking. I wanted to know, because I know that in South Africa we have a meeting. There are some people we know. We have an ALS, because in Dakar it was the ALS that was not assisting to this meeting. Okay, I hope we can be some more innovative. Michelle, we are not in the implementing phase. We are in the part of the ideas. We need ideas. We need to innovate. So please think about that. Think about new ideas to organize something very well made, different, well organized, different from what we made before. So during the next meeting, we are going to hear your ideas, your proposals, and in April we are going to create this working group which will prepare this activity for Durban. Yes, Aziz is speaking. I wanted to give some more precision to Jenny, for Michelle and for other people. The idea we have is to send us your ideas on the AFRALO list, and then when we agreed on the ideas, we are going to create a working group, an organization committee, which will organize the showcase in Durban. But for now, please send us all your ideas. Send us ideas on the mailing list. Don't wait for the next teleconference to think about it. Okay. Michelle, you don't agree? Why don't you agree? I don't agree because we can do some work first, collecting information, ideas, for example, and then we can summarize what has been proposed. I think we can create this committee first. Okay, Michelle, the idea was to ask everybody, not only the working group members, to work on that issue. So we want to ask everybody to give us their ideas. And I think we need to create an action item so as to send to the mailing list this request, so people send us their ideas of activities, etc., for Durban. Azina, do you agree with that proposal? Yes. Yes, okay. It's okay. But I have to leave. This meeting had to last only an hour, and we have been working for 2 hours. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Natalie. I'm leaving. Thank you, Natalie and Silvia. Thank you, Aziz. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Michelle speaking. Good evening, Michelle. Baudouin was thinking. Tijani is asking if there are new ideas or new questions about that item. Okay, I don't see any hand. So thank you, everybody. And the meeting is closed. Thank you. Thank you for the interpreters.
Thank you all.
Everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.